Blog Talk Radio.
Matthew Barnes and the founder of the
Kingdom Builders and Kingdom Builders is with us on tonight. And that prophet is Teresa Dr. Self. Amen. Amen. And God has really blessed us. And it's been a wonderful week. I celebrated the birthday on yesterday, so you can't hardly say nothing bad to me. I'm feeling kind of good. I'm 58 years young. But God has been good. The enemy is always trying to intervene and get in the middle of things. But we do believe that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I just want to share this with you, as I always do. I always try to give you a little something to get you started. People, I know the plans I have for you. This is a scripture coming from Jeremiah 29, chapter and verse 11. It says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me. When you seek me with all your heart, I will be found by you." Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. I'm going to go ahead and let you hear from, it's going to be a three-panel discussion on the day, and I am just pleased as punk that my friends are with me on tonight. And so we're going to have Prophet Barnes introduce himself and say a few things to you, and then we're going to have our founder say a few words, and then we're going to go ahead and get started. Amen. Before we do that, we're going to go ahead and prep you real quick. If you will, repeat with me, "Open thy mind eyes, that I may behold the wondrous thing out of thy law." That's Psalms 119, verse 18. And it basically says, "Lord, please let me be able to understand what it is I'm finna read, what it is I'm finna hear." And we do believe that if you study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly or righteously dividing the word of truth. We believe in that. We believe that failure is not an option. And we believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. And so you're going to hear us say things like that all through the podcast. So we, with that said, get your pencil, get your paper. By all means, have your Bible. Be ready to search the scriptures and challenge us. Because we got a good panel here today. I don't know if y'all can. But God bless you. Go ahead, Prophet Matthew.
Hello, good evening tonight. My name is Prophet Matthew Barnes, and it is a good thing to be with you all tonight. I pray that all is well with you and your family, your household, your children, and everything that God has given you. Tonight I'm excited. It's just some things that need to be talked about and dealt with within the body of Christ. So we thank God for the topic tonight, the scriptures, where we have flowed in the prophetic tonight. We will do the same, but there are scriptures. Of course, we want you to write them down and take notes so you can go back and verify in your Bibles. And so just on tonight, just happy about Jesus and just happy about the Word of God and just happy. The man of God's birthday, the woman of God is in the building. And just reminded me of a three-strand cord. The Bible says not easily broken. And so tonight, the representation of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit is in the house. And so he said whether two or three are gathered, he will be in the midst. And so we look forward, of course, to the Lord by way of the Holy Spirit being in the midst with us tonight. And we're going to have a good time. And so I'm going to let you go. I'll get back, but I'll give it back to Apostle Clark.
Amen. Now we're going to go ahead and have the founder of Kingdom Daughters and Kingdom Builders. We're going to just let her flow as God has given her utterance. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we just praise God today. We're excited about what God is doing, what he has already done, and what he's going to do for us in our lives. Get your paper, your pad, your pencil, as Apostle Clark went forth and asked you to do so, because God has a word for you. God has a word that will turn some situations around in your life, and I pray that you're excited about the word that's going to come forth tonight. You know, God has placed us together in Living Way Christian Center tonight on this Thursday night just for you, just for you, just for you. Praise God. We thank you, Lord. We thank you that we're able to come forth and talk about the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. And we just bless you, Lord, that you have blessed us with this three-court fold tonight.
Amen.
And we're just going to ask Evangelist, the engineer, if you would just hold back the music for just a few so that we can bring the word forth. Thank you. God bless you. We love you with the love of Christ. Truly, I'm excited. Truly, I am excited. I am so excited that this trio is here tonight. And we just welcome you. And I just pray that your ears are open. I just pray that your eyes are open, your spiritual ears and your spiritual eyes, and even those on the internet, those on the phone lines. This has been planned and purposed for you. And I'm going to yield back to Apostle Clark.
Amen. God bless you. Now, we, about this, inside, I know you're like myself. I love to go forth with the music when, you know, and if that's comfortable for you, that's great, because I flow like that as well. So we're gonna yield some things tonight, because there's some special stuff that's supposed to be happening tonight, and we don't even know what all it is until God reveals it. So it's really up to you. If that's good for you, you can get that back on, and that's fine, as long as everybody knows what's happening and we're able to go forth. Now, here's the one thing that I would like to share with you. First of all, let me say that we love you. We thank you for coming and being with us each Thursday night. And, you know, we've been talking about how it's difficult because the family is under attack in the kingdom. Many of us have dealt with marital situations and circumstances, and in the body of Christ, we have a higher divorce rate, we have a higher rate of trouble with marriage even than the world does. And so we've been praying for harmonious marriage. But I also have been sharing with those of you that are single that when we talk about marriage is a marriage of the apostolic, it's a marriage of the prophetic, it's a marriage of the spiritual, as well as the marriage of the natural. And so when we pray this prayer, it's designed for all to pray it, because we are the bride of Christ. And we pray that you would pray this prayer with us as we do each week. And here we go. It's concerning a harmonious marriage. Amen. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, it is written in your word that your love is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost who is given to us, O God. Because you are in us, we acknowledge that love reigns supreme. Father, we believe that love is displayed in full expression, enfolding and knitting us together in truth, making us perfect for every good work to do your will, working in us that which is pleasing in your sight, O God. O God, we live and conduct our marriage of the apostolic, of the prophetic, of the natural, O God, honorably and becomingly, O God. We esteem it as precious, O God. We esteem it as worthy, and we esteem it as of a great price. Father, we commit ourselves to live in mutual harmony and accord with one another, delighting in each other, being of the same mind and united in spirit, O God. Father, we believe and say that we are gentle. Father, we believe and say that we are compassionate. Father, we believe and say that we are courteous. Father, we believe and say that we are tender-hearted. And, Father, we believe and say that we are humble-minded. Father, we seek peace and it keeps our hearts in quietness and assurance, O God, because we follow after love and dwell in peace, O God. Our prayers are not hindered in any way in the name of Jesus, by the blood of Jesus, the sweet communion of and power of your anointing spirit, and the good, acceptable, perfect will of you as the great I am. O God, our marriage of the apostolic and of the prophetic, and especially of the natural, O God, grows stronger day by day in the bond of unity because it is founded and rooted on your word and rooted and grounded in your love. Father, we decree this day we have a marriage of the apostolic, of the prophetic, but especially of the natural, O God, which is made in heaven. Father, we thank you for the performance of it. In Jesus' precious name, amen, 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 amen. Now, let me share this with you because sometimes I forget to tell you. This is what we strive for. So we don't want nobody to say, oh, yeah, help, I crack. You can't nobody live like that. Well, we sure try. And we know that we fall short. And that's why we pray it every week. And we're going to keep on praying it. Because in order to change a habit, you have to put in a new habit. And one of the things that I found out that it takes doing something 21 times before the new habit replaces an old habit. And that's where we are. Hallelujah. Glory to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The one thing that I do want to talk about today is I was reading a little booklet by Joyce Meyer. And those of you that have followed her ministry, she is real thorough in so many ways of her teaching. But one of the things that she talked about is under the auspices of the word forgive. And it says, do yourself a favor. Forgive. And I thought that really hit home because on last year, my father, my biological father, passed away. We didn't have a great relationship with us. And so I held a lot of things against him. And on the day that he passed away, as we were at the homeborn service, the Lord let me know that all was well with my father. I've seen just a little bit. Folks around the ministry say that I'm being modest, but I do sing a little bit. And one of the songs that I really love that I led some time ago was I Am Redeemed. And during that funeral, during the homegoing service, the musician that was there that day started playing I Am Redeemed. Now, the funny thing is, first of all, I was in the key, the only key that I could sing in, and he started out in that key. But the words of I Am Redeemed just stuck in my head. And the Lord let me know that my father was okay. And I ended up singing that song, and I was overcome with joy and emotion and compassion. And I had to forgive myself and my father of the many things that I had held dear. I didn't even know that I was going to mourn him. And I'm sharing with you because some of you are harboring some bitterness, resentment, unforgiveness, and offense. And you must, absolutely, you must drop it. Our opening scripture is Matthew, the 5th chapter, verse 8, and I'm reading from the Amplified. And we're going to be doing a panel, so, you know, it's going to be different things we're going to be talking about. I'm just going to go into that real quick and just read it. It made so much sense to me. But again, I'm reading out of the Amplified. It says, blessed, happy, enviable, fortunate, and spiritually prosperous, possessing the happiness produced by the experience of God's favor and especially conditioned by the revelation of his grace. Regardless of their outward condition, are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And the reference scripture, Psalms 24, verse 3 and verse 4. You want to put yourself in a position to receive the fullness of God. The man of God, a few weeks ago when we came in, he talked about the Beatitudes. And when he talked about the Beatitudes, he really went deep in force. So we do share that you would come back to the podcast and review some of the previous podcasts that we've had, and you'll be able to see that the man of God talked about the various Beatitudes. One of the things that, real quick, six ways to detect unforgiveness. Six ways to detect unforgiveness. And it goes something like this. Unforgiveness always keeps score. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of this because we're just kind of kick it around. Number two, unforgiveness always boasts of his own record. Woo! Number three, unforgiveness always claims. That's some deep stuff. Number four, unforgiveness alienates, divides, and separates. Number five, unforgiveness accuses, exposes, and continues to bring up the offense. And number six is unforgiveness is always angry and jealous. When someone it is angry with, it's blessed. And before I turn it over to the man of God so that he can give a review of last week, I want to say this. When you have jealousy, anger, and unforgiveness, it will provoke terrible, ungodly behavior, and you must keep them out of your life. However, forgiveness is a decision, and it's not a feeling. Come on, man of God, what you got to go? Ooh, I know what it meant with forgiveness.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
You know when something hits you. You got to say, ouch. And I think the thing about it is that's what God loves too. When it hits you, like you said, the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. And so when we find ourselves in these situations, bringing things up and keeping record and different things of that nature, we all need to be reminded about forgiveness, even with the repentance, and coming before God on a daily basis. When I think of the repentance part, it leads me to Daniel and his relationship with God. Well, he prayed three times a day. And so when you look at the offenses or things being done, and then you look at the relationship that we want to develop and have that will bless God, repentance is one of those things that are major pertaining to the body of Christ. The mercy of God to us should melt our hearts into mercy toward others. It actually is impossible if we're cruel to others and expect God to forgive us. What kind of compassion that God had and has for us, send his son to die for us. And so when you look at it, we all need forgiveness, no matter what title, job, or man, woman, boy, or girl, we all need forgiveness. The Bible says that all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so even in Matthew 6:11 through 13, it talks about give us this day our daily bread. And it says, forgive us our debts as we have also forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. The forgiveness, I believe, is the disciples' prayer. They were asking Jesus, Lord, or Master, teach us how to pray. The repentance and asking for forgiveness for our debts, because we all are coming into or accumulating things in our lives and relationships with our bosses, coworkers, different ones, and we need the forgiveness of God. I began to talk to my mother on last week, and it was funny because it jumped out and it blessed me. When I talked to my mom, and when I was talking about, I said, Lord, I need, and then I began to talk about what I need and what I desire from the Lord. And my mother just began to say, there are new mercies every morning. And when we pray and we ask God for forgiveness, he sows them into a sea of forgetfulness, never to be remembered anymore. The Lord knew how much sin would be acquired and accumulated by man and woman. And God, in his generosity, his loving heart, his love and his compassion, and his mercy, he has created a sea of forgetfulness. And so when we pray and we talk to God and we ask God to forgive us of our sins, of omission, commission, the things that we have done knowingly and unknowingly, God, with his big, generous, loving self, he throws them into a sea. Now, if we can imagine the sea and how vast and wide and long and broad it is, you look at how much the water takes up, even pertaining to the earth. Even in us just looking at that as an example, God has forgiven sins upon sins upon sins from generations and generations and generations, because the earth is in its majority made up of water. And so it kind of shows us how forgiving God is. Now, those who will not forgive, the Bible says, cannot receive forgiveness themselves. No matter how much they believe in Jesus and confess their sins, forgiveness of sins belongs to those who forgive others. Jesus said, do not judge and you will not be judged. Do not condemn and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. This is Luke 6:37. He says, everyone reaps what he sows. Those who sow forgiveness will reap forgiveness. Hallelujah. And those who sow condemnation will reap condemnation. Please repeat after me. Forgiving others means forgiving myself. And condemning others means condemning myself. Therefore, I wish that we would all forgive other people who sinned against us. The Bible says in Ephesians 4:31 through 32, it says, get rid of all bitterness, rage and anger, brawling and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate one to another, forgiving each other, just as Christ God forgave you. God wants us to forgive others the way God forgave us. The Bible says while Christ was on the cross and while we were yet sinners, Christ died. And so when we look at us not being on the same level, and you look at the love of God, the compassion and mercy of God, mercy is better than judgment. Jesus did not judge before time, even the woman that they brought to him on the Sabbath. And Jesus turned his back and began to write their sins in the sand because they wanted to point the finger. The Lord knows all our faults. He knows our start, our middle, and our finish. The reason for Jesus coming and shedding his blood is forgiveness, the remission of sin. The blood paid for the remission of sin. And when we look at the mercy seat is there for a reason. The blood of Jesus is applied afresh to the mercy seat. That's why he's longing to intercede as our high priest. Intercession, praying for us, while yet laboring and praying for us. Of course, the enemy, the devil, is the accuser of the brethren, and he's going to God and telling God, he did this, she did this, and you don't need to bless them. They hard-headed, they disobedient. But Jesus is interceding, and the blood is on the mercy seat, and we're covered and smothered in the blood of Jesus. And so we are redeemed and we have a Savior. And so let us remember that forgiveness is part of the heavenly culture. It is part of the mandate as an ambassador, as a believer. And when we look at the churches and the membership, and us being at one another and fighting over pews and Lord Jesus, who's going to run this, who's going to sit on this board, and what we going to do for the pastor, and look at how we treat each other. The Bible says that we ought to prefer each other. Praise is commonly among the saints, but the praise is not just in prayer and worship. It's an atmosphere. The atmosphere of forgiveness goes before. The Bible says, if you offend your brother, your sister, leave your gift at the altar and get things right with the Lord. After you get them right with your brother and your sister. So forgiveness is a huge key. It's even God accepting us back into the kingdom by way of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to pass this on. It seems like a hot topic.
Oh, glory to God. Yes, 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 yes. Forgiveness, the beauty of forgiveness. There's beauty in forgiveness. We make a choice to be burdened. We make a choice to carry loads. We choose to be burdened down with unforgiveness. Unforgiveness is a weapon that the enemy use against God's people. And when you really think about forgiveness, forgiveness is a word we both love and hate. But it takes a tremendous grace to understand the value of forgiveness, how God made a decision to forgive us. And when God forgives our sins, it's like he pressed the delete button on his heavenly computer. And when he forgives us, he just stands there and say, I have forgiven you, go and sin no more. He doesn't send our sins into a temporarily recycled bin. And you can take it out that recycle bin later and put it back in the file that it was in. We don't serve a God like that. And I just come to serve notice on the listeners tonight. We don't have a choice. forgiveness goes with our salvation. And when we learn the power of forgiveness, then we truly learn God. We learn what he really stands for. And in Genesis 32, you know, we find, I was in meditation about Jacob and Esau and how the birthright had been stolen. I mean, your inheritance, your value has just been taken away from you. I mean, everything that you could have been, now you have to struggle because it's been destroyed and taken by your brother. You know, we're funny people. You know, we're so happy. We'll sue for anything. We'll sue over a hot cup of coffee.
Mm.
We'll even sue over hurt feelings. Forgiveness has actually became a lost art. You know, everything now is about revenge, getting even, making someone pay. And sadly enough, it has drifted from the secular world into the church.
Amen.
When we should be loving, we should offer forgiveness. We should choose to let that person off the hook. And making that decision, we're actually lightening up our load. And as I was saying, Jacob was preparing to meet his brother Esau. Can you imagine how scared Jacob had to be? He had tricked his brother Esau and deceived him. And he had received the birthright that rightfully belonged to Esau. Now, when it happened, he fled. He was scared. Yeah, he went far away. And even he had a little help with his mother. His mother, she helped him and his uncle to get to his uncle's house. But he fled because he was afraid that Esau would kill him.
Oh, yeah.
He just knew that at that time, if Esau could have found him at that moment, what he would have done to him. Sometimes time can heal wounds. Sometimes time can bring on forgiveness. But I want to tell you now, the time that we have had, we don't have that time anymore. Forgiveness is so prevalent in every single relationship. You have to put pride aside and say, I choose to forgive you. Yes, you hurt me. But because I understand that it could affect my salvation, go ahead and take my birthright. Mm. Go ahead, have it. But we know the story. When he met with his brother, God had did a work. He had forgiven him. So it was not battle. It was not death. It was forgiveness. Forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door to our heart, that unlocks the door to our health. As I talked about this a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, at Saturday with the Word, we understand that forgiveness is the antidote to every single issue, bitterness, resentment, jealousy. It's an antidote. When you want your burdens to be lighter, make that choice. Just to forgive, let it go. So you can move to the next dimension, the next realm, so that you can begin to tap into the heavenlies. God said that if you don't forgive those that have offended you, he said, I will not forgive you. So what? You might as well quit praying, because those prayers are bouncing from one wall to another. You know, and just to be talking about forgiveness tonight, I dealt with an issue today You know, I got a letter in the mail from a family member. God is so awesome. He's awesome. Keep standing for righteousness.
Man.
Keep standing. Keep making that choice to forgive. Jesus forgave. He said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So our eyes must be focused on the latter end. Not what we're dealing with right now, but on the latter end, you win. And the Bible have given us important reasons why we should forgive. God is prevented from forgiving us when we refuse to forgive. Let me show it to you in the Word. Jesus said, if you forgive men when they sin against you,
mm-hmm.
your Heavenly Father
yeah.
will also forgive you. Now let's keep going. We can't stop there. Mm-hmm. But if you does not forgive men their sin, your Father, my Father, will not forgive your sin. You have a choice. Go ahead and put cream in that coffee and some sugar and drink it because it tastes good. It tastes good. It's good for you. Just like foggers in your cup. You know. So I just encourage the listeners tonight, as we go forth, just so that you can get it. We're ministering to ourselves as well.
Hallelujah.
And we're understanding that God put us here so that we can be a mirror of forgiveness. It's a trap of the enemy. And I'm going to pass this on to Apostle Clark.
Hallelujah. I told y'all we got, that's the sound of y'all. Hey, I've been around the world a couple of times, and I'm really blessed that God has blessed us with this family that we have at Living Way Christian Center. But we are the Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory, better known as the City of Gary, Indiana. We fight a good warfare. Remember last week we talked about fighting the good fight of faith. We talked about teach our hands to war and our fingers to do battle. We talked about a few other things. And the man of God is going to come back in a few minutes and remind you of what he talked about last week. Because remember, this is the warfare hour. Every week we try to give you a new tool to fight the good fight of faith. This week the tool is forgiveness. Now, as I said, do yourself a favor. Forgive. You can be bitter or you can be better. Have you been burned by someone else? Me. Yeah, I've been burned. Have I burned somebody? Sure did. Did I do it on purpose? Sometime I did. And the man of God says sometime you end up reaping what you sow. What's the definition of being burned by someone else? That's taken advantage of, used, abused, lied about, lied to, lied on, cheated, or deceived. That's just a few of the definitions. But I'm going to say this. Don't just try to forgive. Pray. Let me say that again. Don't just try to forgive. Pray. The reason is the longer bad feelings continue, the more deeply rooted they become. I got some aunties. I love them. I love them to death. But see, everybody got some notorious B.I.G.s in their family. Everybody got some Tupacs and some John Gottis, and everybody got somebody that, you know, Uncle Bobo and them that you don't ever want to talk about, you know, that you can't go get them when trouble goes, because they kill everybody in the family. Everybody got some of that. But the thing that we have to look at when it deals with unforgiveness, this is the one that's going to cut. You know, they say when you preach that the sower cuts going and coming. One of the main logo, if you look on the podcast, you see it's a Warren Angel with a raised sword getting ready to slay the dragon. The dragon is the enemy. But that sword cut going and coming. We told you today, everybody that's sitting in this room, you know, we got some issues going on that you know, since we getting the word going out, it's cutting us as well as it might be cutting you. If it's not cutting you, well, we got a few more minutes. Something going to run your way. We're not trying to cut you. But if you don't get cut, you don't learn. When we was young, mama, big mama, granddaddy, whoever it was that was doing the discipline would say, since I'm a boy, don't put your hand on that stove. Okay. I couldn't wait to put my hand on that stove. She didn't tell you, don't put your hand on that stove because it's going to burn you. You know, but you go over there and you put your hand on the stove and you burn. You get burned. You learn from that lesson. And so pain comes from having a hard head. Let me talk about forgiveness and unforgiveness. The scriptures tell us to honor our mother and our father that our days will be long. And I want to share this with you. I found out recently that my name is not what I always thought it was. And I was in a dilemma about what to do about it. And the Lord gave me a revelation this week. And I'm looking to do something to honor my mother and my father. Man of God, you was reading a minute ago out of the scripture that was talking about if you could put up the Ten Commandments, any one of you, if you could find the Ten Commandments, it talks about honor thy mother and thy father, and so we could read that. I know it's in Deuteronomy. It's in Deuteronomy. So I know it tells us to honor our mother and our father, and I'm trying to see if it says mother or if it says father and mother. But all my life, I was known as Carlton Clark. And I shared some information with you about saving some money and doing and using your birth certificate to claim some things and to pay off some bills. And so when I went to get my new birth certificate and it came in, it shocked me. Because all my life, and I just turned 58, but I learned this while I was 57. All my life I've been Carlton Clark. I always longed to have a middle name. And now I get my birth certificate back, the official birth certificate, which is listed on the New York Stock Exchange. And it's got my real name, and I was shocked because my name is Carlton Earl Richardson. My father's name is James Richardson. And I told you I didn't, I felt honored because I was the last of the Clarks, the Clark men. Then I found out my name is Carlton Earl Richardson. And so the revelation that I got, as soon as we read this scripture, if you, whoever has it, would read the scripture.
You want me to read, it's Deuteronomy 5 and 10, I mean 16, I'm sorry. Honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God has commanded thee, that they days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God has given thee.
Amen. It says father and mother, so it's talking about honoring the father because he did ordain them. The man to be the deliverer, the protector, everything in the family. So now I got everything in my name is Clark. And so I said, okay, I can honor my father. Because one of the things that he was angry with me about, he thought I changed my name. I didn't change it, but someone changed it for me before I was old enough to know anything about it, and probably was my mother. But in order for me to honor them both, and I feel we'll have to do some kind of change, I say one of the first things I do is I change my name on the podcast to reflect it. And then later on I change some other things so that you will now see and know that I'm the same person. And you're hearing it first today, and I turned 58 on yesterday. But you're going to be hearing from Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. That way I'm honoring both my mother and my father. And I know, you know, some people were saying, you know, usually the woman have the hyphenated name or whatever. But here recently I've seen that men have hyphenated name, and I didn't agree with that. But I understand it now. I understand it now. And it's a the manly thing to do is to man up at right or wrong. And if you're going to call yourself an apostle, then you should be one of the first to step forward and to make that change. So I can at least honor my father by taking his last name. So on tonight, you are with Warriors for Christ House of Prayer Church International here in the City of Glory, also known as the City of Gary, with Apostle Carlton Earl Clark Richardson. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Don't just try to forgive. Pray. And I'm going to leave you with, what about unconditional love? Whatever happened to that? Talking about God throwing things into the sea of forgiveness. That's what unconditional love is. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. That's unconditional love. He forgave some stuff to manifest himself as the Son to come down here. And let's put it in perspective. We had to have some kind of conversation with God. We talked about this all the time. We had to have some conversation with him. Apostle Emmons always talked about, we're going to give honor to Apostle Emmons in the Living Way Christian Center, too. That's our covering, and, you know, he always supports us and teaches us well here.
Yeah.
And if you listen to us, you know it because you keep coming back. And some of that's us, but a lot of that's him. And what I mean by him is some stuff that God has placed in him, and he makes sure that we get access to that information. We're going to turn it over to the man of God. Hopefully he give you at least a little tidbit about what he talked about last week. But if he don't, hey, he got something else, I'm sure.
Praise the Lord. I am moving forward. I'm moving forward. Forgiveness again. In Micah 7:18-19, the Bible says, "Who is a God like you who pardons sins and forgiveness or forgives the transgressions of the raiment of his inheritance? You do not stay angry forever, but delight to show mercy. You will again have compassion on us. You will tread our sins underfoot and hurl all our iniquities into the depths of the sea." Amen. Who is like God? The Bible says in Psalms 103, "As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. God forgives us with all his heart." That's one thing we need to do when we forgive. A lot of times we don't use our whole heart. We need to use our whole heart. Tossie continues to talk about the muck and the mire. That we need to move the things with from us. And that's actually allowing Jesus Christ into our heart, letting him in so that he can deal with the muck and the mire. And the thing is, I want us to understand this too. With forgiveness, sometimes it's a process. Let's be real about this. It's just like the habits that we have acquired or the sins that we want to come out of. We're safe. We've confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. And there are things that took us time to get into. Well, the Lord is patient and patient enough to walk with us out of what we're in. He's patient even to give us time to allow him to assess the situation. Of course, we have to be in communication with him. Two, about the forgiveness, I remember, if I'm not mistaken, Peter asked about the forgiveness and how many times that they should forgive. How many times? You know, like, okay, I forgave him once, like he keep doing it. And, you know, how many times should I forgive him? Like, man, I mean, dang, he going to keep messing up and keep doing stuff on purpose, and I don't know. I ain't going to be around, and they ain't going to take all this. Well, the Bible says 70 times 7. Mm-hmm. Which is 490 times. So, wow, I mean, when you look at the capacity, Lord Jesus, that we're supposed to have pertaining to forgiveness, Lord help us. We are low tolerance for forgiveness.
Ouch.
Help us, Lord. Increase our capacities to forgive tonight. Forgiving with our whole hearts, our minds, and our souls. Because, I mean, when you look at it, God forgiving us, and, of course, we say, we love you, we love you, we love you, we need you, Lord, we worship you. But he says, your brother who you see every day, you see him, and you've not seen me. And you tell me you love me, he say you a liar.
Yeah, that's Matthew 18.
Lord Jesus, you're a liar. So the thing about it is, the things that we can see, the things that we need to deal with, the people in our house, our children, brothers and sisters, husbands and wives, cousins, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunties, grandmas. Okay, Holy Spirit, pastors and church mothers and deacons and, oh, man, Lord Jesus, bus drivers on the way to church.
Oh, Lord.
Pastor done said something to us about our skirt being too little, or the forgiveness. The word of God when he teach and he ain't even talk to you none of the week. The Holy Spirit give him a rhema word and he get the prophesying going forth. He like, why the pastor talking about me and putting his mouth on me? That was the Spirit of God. The man of God submitted to the will of God and spoke the word of God. And you looking at the pastor as if he all in your business and why he putting all your stuff out over the church. So that's just God giving you time to clean it up before he call your name out. Knock on your door and talk about your whole situation. You have to understand God is loving and God is a coverer. He's a coverer. He keeps coming out, coverer. He's a coverer. God loves to cover. But the only thing that separates us from God is sin. And sin brings sickness and disease. And of course, unforgiveness brings bitterness. And after bitterness, anger, from anger to rage, from rage to malice, from malice to murder.
Mm-hmm.
Look at these seeds. Look at these seeds tonight. And from there it brings curses. Look at these seeds. Unforgiveness brings poverty. It brings pestilence, deceit. Unforgiveness brings trauma, barrenness, sickness, spiritual hindrance, failure, drought, insanity, all by way of unforgiveness. In Proverbs 26, it talks about no curse comes without a cause. And so if we want to deal with the cause of curses because of unforgiveness turning into bitterness and anger and malice and then rage and murder, it was a cause. And somebody was offended. Somebody was hurt. Somebody didn't want to show love. Somebody didn't want to bow. Somebody didn't want to yield. And so tonight, the sin root must be dealt with through repentance and obedience to God before the curses can be canceled. Before they get to curses, let's deal with unforgiveness. So that we can have success in our bodies, in our minds, in our spirits, in our souls, in our children, and even on our bloodline. Forgiveness is real. It's a real thing. It's a real thing tonight. Forgiveness really is. And that's why we pray, Lord Jesus, that you break up all the fallow ground, all the hard ground, all the stony hearts. Because if our hearts are hardened and we become bitter and dry, how can we advance the kingdom of God? How can we just love one another, for starters, loving our children and our mates and those that are around us? Like, the love will be perverted, it'll be tainted, and it won't come from a pure place. And so tonight, we need the love of God. Forgiveness only comes by way of love. Greater love, the greater glory, is love, the love of God. God so loved that he gave. When I heard God so loved that he gave, he so loved that he forgave. God so loved, he forgave and sent his son to be a ransom, to be the sacrifice. If we are redeemed and we belong to God, and we are, then you're bought with a price, which means you belong to God and you can't do what you want to do. If God is calling for repentance, forgiveness, obedience, what kind of clay tells the potter what to do? What kind of clay doesn't submit to the hands of the potter, to the molding and making of the potter? Forgiveness is in the master's hands as he's molding you, as he's making you. It's part of your makeup. It is part of your DNA. And so tonight, allow the love of God, allow his love. Because we're talking about an increased capacity now. The 70 times 7, the 490 times. It's something that you can't do on your own. This is a God thing. We need God. We need the Holy Spirit. And so now we need to lean and depend on God for increased capacity to forgive like he forgives, so we can love like he loves. And that way, the hedge is brought to a place to where God is glorified and that people are healed. He said, when we confess our faults one to another, we are healed. And it's only when we confess our faults, our sins, our disappointments, our heartaches one to another that we are healed. Healing, the Bible says, is the children's bread. It is our portion. He was beat for our healing. The stripes upon his back. The chastisement of his peace was upon us. We look at his sacrifice and we look at what he's gone through to go to that old rugged cross. Him being raised on the third day so that you can forgive even when the Easter celebration or Resurrection Sunday, the Father forgives them, for they know not what they do. And truly as a sacrifice, and look at who our sacrifice is. If we are his sheep, of his pasture, of his blood, those words should wang in our spirit. The student is not greater than the master, not the teacher. Forgiveness is prevalent tonight. And so, tonight, if you need help with forgiveness, if you need help surrendering and yielding your will, and you don't know Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, and the pardon of your sins, tonight is a night that you can call upon him, you can cry out, and you can be saved. Jesus Christ is the only way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. We need to know the way. We know the way by knowing the truth, and the truth brings about a life. A life that is changed and transformed by the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, by the will of God. And it brings us into a place of agreement, of relationship that honors God. And therefore we can be a blessing in the earth to one another. That's the key. We're getting saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues, reading our Bible to love and forgive one another. And to walk sensibly in the will and the word of God in the earth. That is why we are doing what we're doing. Amen. I'll pass this on to Prophetess Teresa. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, as the man of God was going forth, the Holy Spirit just dropped in my spirit. Human nature. And the reason we struggle so much with forgiving others is because it runs contrary to to our human nature. When someone offends us, there's a natural tendency to resent it and even to retaliate. That's the sin nature taking over. And forgiveness is contrary to the sin nature. And it brought to me, I was just thinking about Shakespeare, what he said. He said, to err is human, but to forgive is divine. To forgive is divine. To forgive can release you from that prison. And even, you know, when I thought about the prison, because Holy Spirit just started walking with me in my mind. And I thought about this story about Ron Cotton, and he was imprisoned in 1984. And he was convicted of two rapes that he didn't commit. And the court sentenced him to 54 years. Now you're talking about forgiveness. He was filled with rage and anger and hatred toward the prosecutors, the police, and his accusers because he didn't do it. But he was sentenced to 54 years. Well, praise God, in 1987 he became a born-again Christian. And he began to change. And he realized that his commitment to Christ meant that he should release his bitterness. So what did he do? He forgave everyone involved. And in 1995, hallelujah to God, he was set free.
Yeah.
He won a new trial, and the DNA, the evidence, convinced the court of his innocence. He had already won his freedom in 1987. His soul was free the moment he forgave. So don't be in a prison of unforgiveness. And then I want to talk about what my brother just mentioned about in James 5 and 16, another reason to forgive. Because unforgiveness can cause physical sickness. And James was talking about it when he said, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. And even to know that modern medicine has discovered that bitterness, a bitter spirit, can seriously affect our health. Talking about heart disease, high blood pressure, cardiac arrest because you're stressed. You're stressed because you made a choice not to forgive. I serve you forgiveness on the table tonight. Eat. And eat all of it.
Eat all of it.
This forgiveness will take you to your blessed place. It will take you to your purpose. It will take you to your destiny. See, as Rod Cotton was falsely accused. It was a test. But he made a choice to forgive.
Amen.
You're wondering why you can't get where you need to be. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to pass on the baton, but I remember the Lord dealt with me, and I was praying all night. And it was maybe about 10 years ago. And I decided I'm going to pray all night long. I'm going to see how long I can pray without taking a nap. So I'm praying, and the Holy Spirit met me there. And God said to me, call everyone that I give you and ask them to forgive you. So I had my list. And I diligently went forth. I began calling people at 1 o'clock in the morning. God came in the room that night. And I had a, I was living in a condo. They had slide doors, and all of a sudden, I felt a presence because I made a choice to forgive. God came in my room, and he came in my heart. And when I felt someone holding my hand, literally holding my hand, I was so afraid to even look because I said, somebody broke in this room, and I'm scared to look. They got me by my hand. And I'll tell you, God said to me, it is I. I've been with you all the time, and I got your hand. Take his hand tonight. Follow forgiveness, and you will definitely receive salvation. And I got to say this before I pass it. I went to a service today, and she was 92 years old. And she was pretty rough. But I thank God in the latter days of her life, I was able to minister to her. She was so mean, I didn't want to. You know, I just didn't want to be bothered. God let somebody else do it. But she respected me. God chose me to do it. So I made a choice. And I know I got some listeners on the line that know exactly who I'm speaking of. But when I went to her service today, she had a peace on her face that surpasses all understanding. She said, when the groundhog bring my mail, I'm going to cross over. So the groundhog brought her mail, as she would say.
Wow.
To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And I'm going to pass it on that note.
Amen. Well, I pray that you was blessed on tonight as we close out this portion of the session on forgiveness, because it will be coming back. Bitterness often begins with several small offenses that we never bring closure to. I challenge you to be aggressive in your love. Don't wait for someone else to make the first move. You do it. I need to say that again because today, my birthday was yesterday, and I was sharing. Well, actually, the prophetess shared something with me that she used to have a whole week for her birthday, and I used to do that because it wasn't a godly week for me. But I used to have me a week. And so early this morning, the police was knocking on my door. And I got 3 full citations for some things that was going on in my neighborhood. And I kind of got a little indignant. And said some things like, I'm the granddaddy in this neighborhood. I built my house from the ground up about 12 years ago. I've been blessed to do that. And it wasn't nothing but woods over in the area where I live. And so when I was one of the first ones that God blessed to move in that area, it wasn't nothing over there. And now it's really, really nice over there. It's really beautiful. And now somebody, and I know who the person is, I found out who the person was. I was trying to make a little extra money doing some scrapping, and so I had some stuff on the back of my truck. And, you know, it get kind of ugly looking after a while, you know. So I had to be reminded that this a neighborhood. This ain't no residential district. I got that from Richard Pryor, you know. Don't act like you ain't never listened to Richard Pryor back in the day. But, I got a little indignant, and the man, officer of the law, was really, really nice, and he shared some things with me, and he didn't give me no warning. I got to go to court. But that's really what put me in the mind frame of forgiveness on this morning. And so I shared with the man and woman of God and said, we don't talk about forgiveness. They kind of like, because we all know that forgiveness, it could go and coming. So we already knew that, you know, we was going to have some stuff that was going to be hard. So be aggressive in love. Don't wait for someone else to make the first move. I did say I was going to repeat that. You do it. Proverbs, the 19th chapter, verse 11, as we come to a close, and I'm reading out of the Amplified, it says, good sense makes a man restrain his anger. I'm going to say that again. Good sense makes a man restrain his anger, and it is his glory to overlook a transgression or an offense. The glory of man is to overlook an offense. If you overlook the offense, it is very hard for you to be unforgiven. If you just let that thing go, the glory is on you. So as we come to our close, I will share with you, last week I talked about the prayer calendar, and I ended up with on my birthday with faithfulness, which says, let faithfulness never leave me, but bind this virtue around my neck. And I'm going to give you the scriptures for the next week until we come back. But on today, in order for you to forgive, in order for you to go deep in and start digging that murk and that mire out, you must have courage. Lord, may I always be strong and courageous in my character and my actions. Your scriptures, Deuteronomy 31st chapter and verse 6. On tomorrow, your word is purity. Your scripture is Psalms 51 verse 10. On Saturday, kindness. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 15. On the 15th, generosity. 1 Timothy 6 and 18. On the 16th, peace loving. Romans 14 and 19. On the 17th, joy. 1 Thessalonians 1 and 6. And on next Wednesday, perseverance, Hebrews 12 and 1. And when we come back on next Thursday, we're going to be talking about humility. God, please cultivate in me the ability to show true humility towards all. Father, we thank you for allowing us to come together and to share. You know, we had these two wonderful, strong, obedient, and powerful prophets of God, your servants of God, that came forth, your founder of this wonderful podcast, oh God. And we just thank you, oh God, that we were able to come together in truth and in love and to be able to share your word with these that are in the audience, oh God. We pray that it's been a blessing and there's been some deliverance that's gone forth. And we just thank you, God, for who you are. God bless you. And we pray even right now that the lives will be open and that those that would like to call in and would like to say a word and let us know what they were able to, that we were a blessing to you, we go ahead and have the lives open up now for about 5 or 10 minutes. Amen. Okay. Line now open. And we wait to hear from you. Okay, while we're waiting, I'm going to read this passport prayer. My calling shall not be wasted. I thank the Lord for the privilege of working in his vineyard. Since many are called but few chosen, thank the Lord. I thank you, God, for choosing me. I try to bring quality repentance before you, O God. I shall not be a misfire arrow in the hands of you, my God, as my maker, in Jesus' name. Any foundational power working against my calling be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every yoke working against my spiritual growth in my life, break in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, the enemy will not make me a bad example in the name of Jesus, and every destructive habit designed to waste my call and die in the name of Jesus. Power to finish well, come upon my destiny in the name of Jesus. Every area of incomplete deliverance in my life, receive complete deliverance by fire in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual cataract, clear away from my vision in the name of Jesus. Every spiritual slumber, I bury you today in the name of Jesus. You, the eagle of my calling, mounted by the power in the blood of Jesus. Every anti-ministry arrow fired into my life, backfire in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost fire, destroy all works of darkness in my life, in Jesus' name. Every door opened in the enemy of my calling, be closed in Jesus' name. My Father and my God, let the waters of life flow into every dead area of my spiritual life in the name of Jesus. Every weapon fathomed against my high calling be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Any foundational serpent and scorpion programmed into my life to destroy my calling in the future, die, 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 die in the name of Jesus Christ. O God of Elijah, arise and give unto me my mantle of fire in the name of Jesus. Anything planted within me that is not manifested now but will manifest in the future to make me backslide, dry up in Jesus' name. Every witchcraft power, drinking the blood of my spiritual life, die in the name of Jesus. Glory of God, overshadow me in the name of Jesus. Strength of God, empower me in the name of Jesus. Every eternal bondage, magnetized eternal bondage, break in the name of Jesus. O glory of my calling, arise and shine in the name of Jesus. By the power of God, I will not mortgage my calling on the lap of Delilah and Jezebel in the name of Jesus. I refuse to retire. I must refire in the name of Jesus. Every enemy of my divine commandment of well done at the end of my race, die in the name of Jesus. I decree that my Samson will not be shaven in the name of Jesus. I receive power to meet the needs of this present generation in the name of Jesus. All the rough places in my life targeted and my spiritual breakthrough be smoothing in the blood. Be smothered, be smoothing in the name and in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let your glory overshadow my destiny in Jesus' name. I refuse to tarry in the valley of powerlessness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to tarry in the valley of powerlessness in the name of Jesus. I refuse to tarry in the valley of powerlessness in the name of Jesus. I rise above my roots by the power and in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your wonderful and magnificent name. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Power to forgive tonight. In the name of Jesus. To make the heart flesh tonight in the name of Jesus. Robo Supreme, break the stony heart tonight, O God, in the name of Jesus. Where the wounds are, Robo the open wounds, O God, in the name of Jesus, that need to be healed. Not just patched up, not just breached, but healed, O God, in the name of Jesus. Begin to come forth, manifest right now in the name of Jesus. I decree forgiveness tonight in the name of Jesus. We will forgive. We do have the power to forgive in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus on us in the name of Jesus. Power in the name of Jesus to forgive. Draw your mind back in. Draw your mind back in. Power to forgive tonight. The words of living water. We stir up our gifts tonight in the name of Jesus for those words. In the name of Jesus, those loving words, the words of compassion tonight that would help us to forgive in the name of Jesus, that we would yield our wills tonight and we would forgive in the name of Jesus. God has been too good, the love is too great, it's too wonderful for us not to forgive. Tonight we do forgive. We shall forgive in the name of Jesus. I bind every principality, every ruler of darkness in our places in the name of Jesus. They will keep us from forgiving tonight in the name of Jesus. Mothers, you will forgive daughters. Daughters, you will forgive mothers. Sons, you will forgive fathers in the name of Jesus. Husbands, you will forgive wives. Wives, you will forgive husbands tonight in the name of Jesus. Church, break us and split us in the name of Jesus. You will forgive. You are a body of Christ in the name of Jesus. You belong to God in the name of Jesus. I call the family back together in the name of Jesus. I call the family back tonight in power in the name of Jesus. Those that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles in the name of Jesus. Because we are forgiving in the name of Jesus. And we are living to forgive in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the power to forgive. We possess the power. I decree and declare we possess the power to forgive and be forgiven tonight. Lord, forgive our sins in the name of Jesus. Heal our land tonight in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus be on us tonight in the name of Jesus. Demonstration in the body of Christ, application and demonstration of forgiveness in its power, and that it will wane in the name of Jesus.
Close us out, prophecy. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we just want to encourage all our listeners, if you don't know Jesus and the pardon of your sin, and you want to know about the power of God, you believe that he died and he rose again. You believe that there's a better place for you in this life. We want to encourage you tonight to accept him as your Savior, to accept him as the Lord of your life. If you want to be saved, the Bible says, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. And I encourage you to repeat after me if you want the salvation that we're talking about, the power to forgive, the beauty of forgiveness. Father, I have sinned. I encourage you to repeat after me. I have sinned, Lord, and I ask your forgiveness so that I can forgive. And I ask you, Lord God, to accept me into the kingdom of God. Lord, I want to be a believer, a Christian. And I want to walk with you. And I want to talk with you. And I want to be called your own. That's how simple it is. If you have said that petition to God, you're saved.
Hallelujah!
And we welcome you into the body of Christ. Truly, we're rejoicing. The angels are rejoicing. And this broadcast has been designed just for you. Just for you. The angels are rejoicing. So we welcome you to the body of Christ. And we want you to know every Thursday, the warfare hour is here live
designed to encourage you, designed to teach you, designed to bring you closer to the things of the kingdom. We thank you so much for joining in with us tonight, and we're encouraged of your presence, that you're here, that you're here. And remember, you can also join in on Sunday. We have Apostle Anderson will be coming on, and we have Apostle Brooks. So we have a lineup of powerful men and women of God designed just for you. So I just thank Apostle Carlton Earl. Let me get used to this name. Richardson.
Yeah.
Clark. We're thankful for him, and we're also thankful for the prophet Matthew Barnes, as they have just been faithful to the line. And I just thank God for them, and I ask a special anointing, a special blessing for the both of them. That God will release so much anointing, so much power on their lives, that everything that they could even think of, that it will manifest, that it's in your will. And I ask you, God, that you would even allow them to be mentors to those that need mentors and don't know that they need mentors. Thank you for your light shining upon them. And thank you, Lord, that you chose them for such a time as this. Let the blood of Jesus trickle from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Everything they touch, Lord, let your power, your might, and your anointing flow. Let their families see you in them, Lord God.
Jesus.
Let their wives honor them, Lord God.
Jesus.
Let their family adore them, Lord God, because of you. And we'll be so careful to give you the glory in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Thank you, woman of God. Remember, this is the World for Hour. We believe that failure is not an option. We also believe that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We have two announcements before we go. On tomorrow, the place for you to be is at 235 West 40th Avenue here in the City of Glory, the Living Way Christian Center. Beginning at 6:30 p.m. Friday night fire on tomorrow night. And on next Friday, we have our second men's encounter. It's been by popular demand, our second men's encounter, and we're going to be having anointed worship. And this is going to be the same as tomorrow, anointed worship and mentoring, prophetic insight. But we're going to be showing an inspired movie. We're going to have analysis. We're going to have straight talk. And it's a man's spiritual command from God and much, much more. And it's going to be on next Friday, the 20th, at the same location. But on tomorrow night, come and be enriched, receive a word from God. We're going to have a word to go forth, and then we're going to bless you from on high. We're going to bless you with what God blesses us with. We thank you for tuning in, and we thank our host on tonight, Evangelist Hannah, for doing such a due diligent job with us. We love you. We adore you. We miss you, and we just have to tell the world about you. We thank all of you that are listeners that are faithfully coming back. Week after week after week. Thank you for your word, your kind words. Thank you for all of you that came on Facebook and wished me a happy birthday. You just don't know how that blessed my heart. We bless the woman of God for being. We got that founder with us tonight. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God, for being with us. You really made tonight what it was, and we love you. God bless you and your husband. God bless your family. And your ministry. So y'all send in your words. Send in your faith that's going to enhance the kingdom builders and kingdom builders, so that they can continue. They bring you 7 days a week the Word of God. If you're looking for a Bible, the kingdom builders and the kingdom builders will be glad to
send your Bible. And all of these men and women of God that you hear all through the week, we know people are pretty much all over the United States and abroad. If you need a church home, let us know. And we'll make sure that you, if you like what you've been hearing, that we'll help lead God and direct you to a church in your area where you'll receive the same kind of stuff, because it's all over. And God is opening up the windows of heaven and pouring out blessings. And you might as well get yours. Amen. God bless you. Failure is not an option. We do believe that we can do our best through Christ, which strengthens us. We believe that because we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness so that all these things can be added unto us. And we also believe that as we trust in the Lord with all our heart, lean not to our own understanding in all our ways, to acknowledge him so that he can direct our path. God bless you. Talk to you next week.